what went wrong then, Alan?
We're getting a lot of good areas, a lot of good chances, but we never worked to keep it enough for all the chances and all the times we're in their box and all the crosses that were put in. It was just that final pass again that was lacking, and obviously being clinical as well, because it was enough. We were in enough good areas, enough good chances to get shots away at goal. You know, sometimes it looked like it had to be the perfect goal. It had to be like an extra pass sometimes, or extra touches, whereas we've got to get our shots away quicker.
You find yourself maybe getting dragged in a little bit more now,
are they? No, well, it's today, if you win that today, it makes a massive gap. You're starting to catch Dundee United as well, because they get beat today as well, but that closes the league right up with the St Mirren result as well. So we've got to make sure that we react well to that, and that we get ourselves at the position we're in. We know it's very, very tight at the bottom of the league, and we've just got to get back to playing the way we were.
Could have been so much different if Michael Moffat scored just after 10 seconds.
Aye, Moff, even first half as well, the one he hits the post for the header. Great chance second half. But we had a lot of good chances. Joe had two or three really good opportunities in good areas. Nicky had, I think, a header as well. So there's a lot of chances. We've just got to be more clinical when you get them. You can't afford to not take your chances when they come around. That's what happens. Teams are going to get a chance, and that's what happened today. I don't think we were under a lot of pressure, but obviously we get caught with the sucker punch with the set piece.
So Murren, they won as well. So I mean, you can see the teams at the bottom are all fighting for their lives.
No, everybody's fighting for their lives. We're always saying we're trying to look ahead, and that's all we've got to do. Obviously we're still in touch with Queen of the South as well, so we've just got to focus on that. But obviously we're aware of the teams at the bottom getting wins.
Where was Andy Geoghegan and Paul McMullen today then?
Andy Geoghegan hurt his ankle on Tuesday, but he trained Thursday, Friday, and he was still feeling it. He was struggling, it was getting worse, and Paul McMullen picked up a groin strain on Friday as well. So you can see that obviously a big loss losing there too, but I thought Ryan Williamson came in, he's been out for a while, but I thought he'd done really, really well. Showed great energy getting up and down the line, and we were really unfortunate not getting something for his Hibs good play.
I think Joe Cardo was just trying too hard.
I thought Joe was unlucky. He got himself in a couple of really good positions where, you know, Joe is a goal threat, so he was really unlucky not to get a goal for the positions he was in. You usually see Joe finishing.
Mm-hmm.